From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Arun Roth. Welcome to Consider This from Boston, where becoming eligible for the coronavirus vaccine is the easy part. The process appears straightforward. Find an appointment, get your first shot, come back a couple of weeks later for a second dose. But some are falling through the cracks along the way and finding themselves scrambling to book a second dose appointment. WBUR health reporter Angus Chen has been talking with some of those people. Hi, Angus.
Hey, Arun. How you doing?
Good. So how is this happening? Aren't people supposed to be signed up for their second appointment when they get their first shot?
Yeah, that is how it's supposed to happen. But sometimes people just fall through the cracks. So it might be because you got your first shot at one place. Maybe you got it at work if you're a healthcare worker, but then you kind of got in too late and weren't able to get your second dose at work. And now you kind of have to get your second dose with everybody else. And, you know, there's other instances where people somehow left their vaccine site before someone could come around and help them sign up for a second dose, which is usually what happens as well. And then the thing is, once you're in that position, you are back in the mix with everyone else who's also eligible for the vaccine. And you have to compete with them all over again for a new appointment. So I spoke with Stephanie McPherson, who is the director of a nursing home in Peabody. And this is kind of how she explained that feeling.
In the middle of a pandemic, you never want to be competing with other human beings who, you know, are just trying to do things for the greater good. But unfortunately, that is kind of how it feels for sure. I mean, there are a lot of people who are eligible now. And so the focuses seem to be shifting very quickly between each of these eligibility groups.
I will say that CSE Health and the state have implemented a new system that reserves a second slot for you once you get your first one, and that slot doesn't expire. So you can go and contact CSE Health if that's where you got your vaccine or one of the other mass vaccination sites where you got your vaccine, and they can point you to that slot and make sure that you get it.
And Angus, do we have any idea how many people are falling through the cracks like this? How many people are struggling to find their second dose?
No, we asked the state if they had numbers on this, and they don't have sort of comprehensive data on how many people are waiting for their second dose. And even if they did, it'd be hard to know how many of those people are actually struggling to get that second dose, who somehow like missed their second dose and having a hard time getting it now. I'll say that, you know, this is something that you sort of could expect to happen because you're vaccinating so many people. You know, you're going through thousands of people a day. You're moving through this operation, this complex operation, very quickly. So it's not super surprising that there are people who ended up falling through the cracks. But what's important now, I think, is the state and CSE Health, specifically since they're the ones who I spoke to, they are taking steps now to make sure that they prioritize the people who did fall through the cracks and somehow weren't able to get that second dose. I spoke with Dr. Paul Bittinger, the chief of emergency preparedness at Mass General Hospital, and this is what he said about the issue.
It's a challenge that we have to address, one hopefully that will be made much more easy to deal with when we have more supply. The supply is being managed so incredibly efficiently that basically hospitals, community health centers, other vaccinators are being asked to basically use 100% of their supply within 10 days since we don't have any extra on the shelves, as it were, makes it extra hard to give an additional second dose when it's unanticipated.
Governor Baker has said that he expects to get more doses or sort of an increased volume of doses coming to the state in the next few weeks. So we'll see how that goes.
So what are officials like Dr. Bittinger telling people who need their second doses?
Well, the first and foremost thing that health officials and health experts are saying is that don't panic if you can't get a second dose exactly on the 21st day after your first injection or the 28th day after your first injection like you're supposed to. You do have a bit of extra time. So Bittinger quoted the CDC, which has some guidance on, you know, when it's okay to get that next shot.
CDC has said very clearly you have up to 6 weeks without any concern.
I'll also say that health experts I've spoken to about this in the past have noted that whether you get your second shot within 6 weeks or 3 or 4 weeks or even like 3 months from now, we don't have a lot of data on how that would affect your immunity to the coronavirus. But we would expect that it wouldn't change things too much because with other vaccines, you can get that shot months or even years, that sort of that second shot, if it's a series of vaccines, months or years after you got your first one, and it's still okay. And the other thing officials are telling people is that you can call the state's 211 line to help you sign up for that second dose appointment. You can call CIC Health if that's where you got your first shot, and they'll help you as well.
Angus, this is really good stuff to know. Thank you.
Thanks, Arun.
That's WBUR health reporter Angus Chen. Before I go, I should tell you what else is up in Boston. Middlesex County District Attorney Marion Ryan is speaking out following this week's shootings in Atlanta. Ryan says there have been nearly 70 reported incidents of violence towards Asian Americans in Massachusetts since the start of the pandemic.
I am, of course, saddened as we meet today to be reflecting on not only what happened in Atlanta earlier this week, but also to be thinking about what's been happening in Massachusetts.
Ryan says her office has received complaints of racist incidents in recent weeks, including hate mail that was sent to staffers developing a Black History Month curriculum at a Newton middle school. Meantime, Governor Charlie Baker is optimistic about Massachusetts reaching herd immunity against COVID-19 this summer. To reach that threshold, about 70% of state residents would need to be vaccinated. Baker says Massachusetts is primed and ready to administer more shots to meet that goal as soon as the federal government makes them available.
I do believe that we have the ability to dramatically speed up, double the number of shots we deliver every day in Massachusetts if the supply is there.
The governor says about 900,000 residents have used the state's vaccination pre-registration system so far, which alerts people when they're eligible and if an appointment is available at a mass vaccination site. And Baker says he also applauds a move by the CDC to reevaluate guidance on how far apart students can safely be when they're back in the classroom. The agency officially shortened that distance guidance on Friday morning, announcing that 3 feet plus a mask is safe instead of its previous ruling of 6 feet. A Massachusetts study earlier concluded that 3 feet is enough to prevent the coronavirus from spreading in schools, and that finding helped inform the CDC's tweak. One more thing before we go. You know what I'm going to say? Comments. We want your comments. Send us your comments about the podcast. We want to know what you think of what we're doing and how we can do it better. So we're running a survey. We've had a lot of comments so far, but we want more. So head over to WBUR.org/survey and give us your feedback. That's WBUR.org/survey. And thanks. From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo since your opinions and this show, I'm Arun Roth. Paris will be back with you on Monday. And speaking of podcasts, here's one more you might enjoy. Between Zoom meetings and Zoom classrooms, have you and the kids had enough of screen time? Turn off the screen and tune into the brand new Pinkalicious and Peterific podcast. Join Pinkalicious and her little brother Peter as they sing along to their favorite songs from the PBS kids show Pinkalicious and Peterific. Don't blame me if you catch a bit of an earworm. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.